Now, that would knock out any town in the Donegal MD. In fact, it would probably knock out most towns in Donegal, apart from maybe Letterkenny and Bunkranna. I'm not sure if there's any other towns with 5,000 people living in them or not, you know. So, it's just, I think the town councils were a very useful thing when they were there. I don't think they should have been removed when they were removed. And like the Ballyshannon and Bundoran Town Council now, obviously I'm not from Ballyshannon or Bundoran, but I know the people there always liked the town councils and were sad to see them removed and like them returned, you know. So I think town councils should be returned, bring more democracy, more local government, more people involved in local government. But I don't think it should be restricted to towns of 5,000 plus, you know.
If that were the case, if they were restricted to 5,000 or more, it would ultimately have a serious knock-on effect on the smaller towns and villages in the Donegal MD and elsewhere, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, that was my point. Like, you know, I don't see why the bigger towns, because the bigger towns get a lot more funding anyway. If you look at bigger towns, they have better facilities, you know, swimming pools, libraries, everything else that's going, like, you know, cinemas, the whole lot, you know. So, no, if you have a town council for the bigger towns and you don't have a town council or anything else for the smaller towns, then I think it's an unfair advantage to the bigger towns, you know, and I think they have an unfair advantage to theirs. And I think rural communities are dwindling, you know, most government policies are aiming people towards getting them to bigger towns, you know, they want bigger settlements and which reduces the amount of people in rural Ireland. We've seen this with building houses and stuff as well. People who want to build houses on their own land and stuff, they're finding it increasingly hard to get planning permission, whereas they're building bigger and bigger estates and towns, you know. So isn't it's sort of government policy over the last while to move people into bigger settlements and bigger towns, you know, and I just don't really agree with it. I think there's a place for rural people, and I think maybe if they had a group of towns together and then have a sort of a town council for a group of settlements, it would be better than just town councils for the bigger towns and leave everybody else behind. You know.